for lunch or after work knockoffs. Lock in the Lockleys Hotel on Henley Beach Road. On Ruined Dits for breakfast.
Hello.
Get it straight from the horse's mouth.
I'm Mr. Rare.
It's time for Roo's Tip of the Week.
Today's tip of the week is actually very, very special, and I'll tell you why. Can I take you back a little while? Do you remember the little boy who was tragically killed in Port Lincoln? He was asleep in the dumpster. Do you remember that story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was horrible.
And it was just horrific. It was a very, very sad story. Mm-hmm. Well, the tip today is somehow connected to this story. And in the end, I hope tomorrow is going to have a beautiful ending. We'll find out more. Jockey David Tootle, who's a legend in racing in South Australia, is on the line. David, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about the horse that you're riding tomorrow at Morfettville.
Yes, good morning, Ruin Dits. Spencer is just a horse that my wife purchased at the sale. She bought him because he was pretty. And if you're going to buy a horse at the sales because they're pretty, you're basically coming home with 490 of the 500 lots. So hopefully he doesn't go there next year with the same thought process.
And tell us about it. It's called Spencer's Spirit. Obviously, with the connection with Port Lincoln, what's going to happen with this horse over the future? You're going to race it, or you're going to sell it, or what's the plans?
Well, he's clearly racing tomorrow. We've had a little bit of interest overseas, but if things were going to happen before he raced, it probably would have happened yesterday. I think now that they know the horse is racing tomorrow, they'll sit back and see how he goes tomorrow. And if he performs well, his value will go up. If he performs poorly, well, who really knows what will happen. But anyway, he's racing tomorrow. I don't, you know, it's not hiding any secrets that he's shown a lot in jump outs. His track work's been very good. But at the end of the day, he's a two-year-old, and who knows what will happen when they get out the barriers.
So he's named after Little Spencer, who lost his life over there in Port Lincoln. It's a tragic story. And David, I know that there's a connection with you here, a special day tomorrow, where you started your career, your first ever ride as a 14-year-old, you won the race, and you're hoping to finish your career tomorrow with a win on Spencer's Spirit. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's probably been one of those things where if I had a winner in recent times, it probably would have happened. But obviously, I haven't had many rides of late, so it just seemed the perfect opportunity for it to happen on our horse. And if it happens, that's it. We'll just go home and enjoy the evening and wake up the next day. Nothing else changes. Well, we've still got to feed the horses.
That's right.
You know, we've got some horses in work.
Well, yeah, we've backed it. We think it's going to win tomorrow. As you said, it's shown plenty of form in the jump outs. I think it'll get the chockies tomorrow. Race one, number four, Spencer's Spirit. I'm having $5 on the nose.
Five, because you normally only have $1 or $2, so five is a big bet. And can I just say, look, there'll be a lot of emotion down there tomorrow. The whole of Port Lincoln will be watching this in memory of Little Spencer. Let's hope the horse can win, and let's hope that it's a fairy tale finish to this tragic story. So, Roo's tip tomorrow, once again, Roo?
Is race one, number four, Spencer's Spirit.
Roo, it's your last day today, mate. Enjoy the holidays, and we'll see you back bright and big and ready to go in 2022.
I'll be bright and big. I'll be bald and big, and I'll be delivering $5,000 off that can on January 17th.
Yes, that's right.
Have a great summer, everyone.